Household International is restating its earnings for the past 9 years because of questionable accounting practices. The consumer finance giant was one of four companies to announce restatements in response to a Securities and Exchange Commission regulation. Yesterday was the deadline for about 700 U.S. companies to swear to the veracity of their books. The move was meant to reassure investors upset by recent scandals at Enron, WorldCom, and other companies. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
As the SEC's deadline approached, hundreds of the biggest U.S. companies were rushing to comply with it. To do so, their chief executives and chief financial officers had to sign letters personally swearing that their company's books were accurate as far as they knew. Lynn McFeeters, the CFO of Caterpillar, signed the letter after reviewing his company's books with executives.
This was, for us, business as usual. We pride ourselves in a history of very conservative and very transparent and fully compliant accounting practices.
By the end of the day, several companies had announced they would have to restate their earnings, including the energy company Nicor and the advertising conglomerate Interpublic. But Nicor's troubles were already well known, and Interpublic's restatement was small. Household International restated its earnings by $386 million after revising the way it accounted for credit card revenues going back to 1994. But there were no major bombshells for the day. At the same time, some companies said they needed more time to comply with the regulation and asked for extensions. But the SEC won't finish tallying the numbers until next week, and so it's unclear how many companies may have missed the deadline. Those who don't comply will almost certainly face a harsh reaction from the markets and possible SEC sanctions. David Reuter, former chairman of the SEC, says that when all the numbers are added up, it should say something about the U.S. markets.
If the number of companies that can't make certifications is quite small, I think we can have renewed confidence that, by and large, the accounting for the major corporations in the United States is acceptable.
Reuter says the certification process may force some chief executives to look at their company's books more carefully than ever before. He notes that many top executives have responded to the regulation by asking their division heads to reinspect their books, prompting a company-wide reexamination of accounting practices. But some critics are much less impressed with the exercise. Shareholder activist Nell Minow notes that chief executives already have to verify their numbers to the SEC, and so signing one more letter won't make much difference.
I refer to this as the cross my heart and hope to die provision, because, of course, all of these numbers that have been issued in the past have been, if not certified, they have been issued by the company as the company's best view of what the values are there. And now that we are making them issue a notarized statement to go along with it, it doesn't really make that much difference.
Minow says the certification process mustn't detract from the important task of making structural improvements in the financial markets. If nothing else, SEC officials hope the certification process will send a message to investors spooked by all the recent accounting scandals that they can once again begin to trust the numbers that companies put out. It's a message they seemed prepared to hear yesterday. Stock prices soared, with much of the increase occurring in a late afternoon rally. Analysts said the surge was due to several factors, and one might have been the absence of any really bad news in yesterday's SEC filings. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.